Hello everyone. In this recording, you will learn how to monitor the output of any microphone that is connected to your computer, as well as your audio with no lag whatsoever using OBS Studio. I will not be going over how to install the audio monitor and the WinCapture audio plugins, as they are just like any other program. You just install it and you're done. If you do have any issues, please contact me with the information found on my website. With that out of the way, let's get started. So in the OBS window, we're going to create our first microphone source. So we're going to tab until we find the sources window list.
Audio mic combo box scenes window, sources window, list.
Now that we're here, we're going to press Shift F10 or applications key.
Ops copy of ad collapsed.
Enter on add.
Application audio input capture.
Enter on audio input capture.
OBS 31 point.
And now it's asking us for a name for the source. So I'm just going to call it microphone.
Sources window.
Enter to save the changes. And now, we're going to tab until we find a combo box that says default.
Cancel defaults proven. Combo box default collapse down.
And we're going to select our microphone device here.
Microphone, SteelSeries Arctis 9 chat.
So for this demonstration, I'm going to select my headset microphone, which is that one. So I'm going to press enter to save my changes.
OBS 31.0.
So now that that is done, we're going to create and configure the audio monitor for the microphone source. So we're going to tab until we find the sources window list.
Scenes with sources window, list, microphone.
And we see microphone. And that is the only source that is in here because that is our first source that we created. So I'm going to Shift F10 or Applications key.
Ops filters.
Enter on filters.
OBS 31.
And then I'm going to press Tab until I find Add.
Filter remove button. Add button.
Hit spacebar.
List. Ops audio monitor.
Enter on audio monitor.
OBS 31.
And now it's asking us for a name. I'm just going to leave it at its defaults, which is just audio monitor. So I'm just going to press enter on the OK button. Now I'm going to press tab until I find another combo box that says default.
Add button, remove, move up, move down, defaults, close button, proven, list, check combo box, default, collapse down.
And we're going to find our routing solution sound card. So whether that's BB cable, virtual audio cable. For me, it's virtual audio cable.
Combo box, set, combo box, set, combo box, set, combo box, set, combo box, combo box, combo box, combo box, line one, virtual audio cable.
There it is. Now I'm going to press tab until I find a combo box that says not linked.
Slider, spin button, lock, check volume, link to mono, check off, slider 100, spin button, Z, combo box, not restart, output, combo box, not link, collapse down.
And we're going to change it to...
Link to deactivated from the main view, not visible on stream slash recording.
Link to deactivated from the main view, not visible on streaming slash recording. We change it to this because whenever we hide and show our sources, our monitors will follow the sources, and this way we won't have any audio delays or out of sync issues or anything like that. So I'm just going to press enter to save our changes, or you can press tab to the close button. But I'm just going to press enter to save our changes.
OBS 31.
Okay. So now we're going to create our root source. So I'm going to go back to the sources window list.
Scenes filter property filter scene sources window list. Mic.
And I'm going to Shift F10 or applications key.
Op groups add collapsed.
Enter on add.
Application audio capture beta. Application audio output capture.
We want this one because the beta, the one that is built into OBS, that is the beta one. It doesn't allow us to check the checkbox to root all applications except the selected executables. So I'm going to press enter on application audio output capture.
OBS 31.
And it's asking us for a name, so I'm just going to call it root. And then enter to save our changes.
Sources window, list, properties for root dialog.
So now we're in the properties of the root source. So here, we're going to tab until we find the checkbox.
Cancel default proven combo list button enter button enter button enter button enter button enter capture all audio except sessions from the selected executables checkbox not checked.
Capture all audio except the selected executables.
Checked.
Check the box. And now we want to press tab until we find a combo box that says add from currently active sessions.
Group proven add executable button enter add from currently active sessions combo box.
So here you will see all the apps you have open. So every app that you want to add, it has to be open and running so OBS can see it. So for this demonstration, I'm just going to add NVDA. But in a real-world scenario, you want to add like your communication apps like TeamTalk, Discord. This way, whenever you talk on those applications, you don't have any looping issues or anything like that. People don't hear themselves or anything like that. So I'm going to add NVDA.
47,084, better, 69,804, FUBAR, 118,712, NU, 131,492, NVDA.exe.
So there it is. So I'm going to press tab.
Add executable button, enter.
Hit spacebar on add executable. And then I'm going to Alt-Tab back out into the window.
OBS open.
And now that we're done, I'm going to press Tab and hit spacebar on OK.
Cancel defaults, but cancel OK button, enter.
Which I'm already there, so I'm just going to press space.
OBS 30.
So now that we're done, we're going to configure the audio monitor for the root source.
Audio.
So it back to the sources window list. I'm gonna tap back to it.
Sources window list microphone root.
I'm gonna find my root source. I'm gonna shift F10 or applications key.
Ops filters.
Enter on filters.
OBS 31.0.
Tab to add.
Filter move add button. List
hit space.
Op audio free band audio.
Enter on audio monitor.
OBS 31. Cancel. Okay. Button.
I'm just gonna leave it as default.
Filters.
Same thing as before.
Add remove move defaults close approving list combo.
Tab to the combo box that says default. Change it to my root solution sound card.
Combo box speaker. Combo box speaker. Combo box line one. Virtual audio cable. Collapse down. Slide spin button. Lock check off volume. Link this mono check off slider one. Unspin button. Combo box not linked. Collapse.
Tab to the combo box that says not linked. Change it to link to deactivate from the main view. Not visible on streaming slash recording.
Link to deactivate from the main view. Not visible on stream slash recording.
There we go. Enter to save our changes.
OBS 31.
So now that that is done, I'm going to show you how to configure hotkeys. This is really useful because you can show and hide your sources or mute or unmute your microphones with just keyboard shortcuts. You don't have to go into the OBS window to, you know, find the source, mute it, unmute it. So this is a lot easier. So we're going to press the Alt key.
File collapse, Alt plus S.
We're going to find settings.
Show settings, settings, Alt plus S. Sources window.
And we're going to tab until we find the list.
List, grouping, list, general.
And we're going to find hotkeys.
Appear stream, output, audio, video, hotkeys.
It's easier if you just press tab through this, because if you press shift while you're in one of the edit boxes, it will actually add shift as a hotkey, and we don't want to do that. So I'm going to press tab until I find show and hide, followed by my source name. So,
edit line button, grouping, okay, cancel, audio button, add, stop, stream button, stop, stream button, start, record button, stop, record button, pause, recording, button, unpause, recording button, split, recording button, add, chapter button, start, replay button, stop, replay button, start, virtual, button, stop, virtual, button, enable, preview button, disable, preview button, enable, studio, button, disable, studio, button, show, source, toolbar button, hide, source, toolbar button, transition, grouping, button, reset, stats, group button, screenshot, output button, screenshot, select button, mute, grouping, button, unmute, grouping, button, push, unmute, grouping, button, push, the talk, grouping, button, mute, grouping, button, unmute, grouping, button, push, unmute, grouping, button, push, the talk, grouping, button, switch, the scene, group button, quick transition, button, quick transition, button, quick transition, button, mute, grouping, button, unmute, grouping, button, push, unmute, grouping, button, push, the talk, grouping, button, show, microphone, grouping, edit key combination, share,
show microphone, toggles, blend. So I'm gonna do my hotkey for show microphone.
Button, add, enter, hide microphone, grouping, edit key combination.
Do the same hotkey for hide microphone.
Button, add, enter, audio monitor, unmute, button, audio monitor, button, add, enter, mute, grouping, button, unmute, grouping, button, push, unmute, grouping, button, push, the talk, group, button, capture, foreground, button, deactivate, cap, button, show, root, grouping, edit key combination, share with hide, root, at the toggles, blend.
I'm going to do my hotkey for show root.
Button, add, enter, hide, root, grouping, edit key combination, share with show root, at the toggles, blend.
Same hotkey for hide root.
Button, clear, button, add, enter, audio monitor, unmute, grouping, edit key combination, share with audio monitor, unmute, at the toggles, blend.
Now I'm just going to press tab until I find the OK button.
But audio monitor button list. Edit land. Edit land. Button clear. Approving. OK button enter.
And I'm just going to press spacebar to save our changes.
OBS 31.
Now that we have our hotkeys configured, one thing I forgot to show earlier was how to optionally monitor the output of your microphone through your headphones. So I'm going to press tab or shift tab until I find properties for source name. So for me, it'll be properties for microphone.
Proper mute mic slash properties for mic slash mute volume sources with lock check is a block audio mute volume properties for microphone button.
So right there, I'm going to press spacebar on that.
Ops properties, advanced audio properties.
Enter on advanced audio properties.
OBS 31.
And I'm going to press tab until I find monitor for microphone. But for you, it'll be whatever you named your source.
Close group for set volume mono balancing audio track track to track to track for track for track set volume mono balance for single set audio monitoring for mic slash track 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 volume mono single audio monitoring for microphone combo box monitor off collapse down.
So right now it's set to monitor off. We're going to change it to monitor and output.
Monitor only, mute output. Monitor and output.
And enter to save our changes.
OBS.
So now I'm going to show you how you can monitor the status of your sources. So I created this program with the help of AI, which basically allows us to listen for tones. So a higher tone means that the source is shown, and a lower pitch tone means that the source is hidden. So this uses the OBS WebSocket server. So I'm going to show you how you enable that. So we're going to press the Alt key. Right arrow until you find tools.
Edit view, docs, profile, scene, tools, collapse, help, collapse, tools, collapse, alt, plus T.
Down arrow until you find WebSocket server settings.
Men caps, auto, output, scripts, WebSocket server settings.
Enter.
WebSocket server settings.
And we're going to find the checkbox that says enable WebSocket server.
Cancel, apply, plugin, enable system tray alerts, check, enable WebSocket server checkbox, not checked. Checked.
So press space for auto check it. And
enable server.
You can optionally change the port or add a password if you want to. The program will ask you at your first launch for your configuration settings. By default, it is just localhost port 4445 with no password. And localhost just means that you're running it from the same computer as you're running the OBS monitor from. So if you wanted to connect to another OBS WebSocket server for whatever reason, you could if you really wanted to. So I'm going to press tab until I find the OK button and press the spacebar.
The next shall connect. Okay, cancel button. Okay, button enter. OBS 31.
So now, I'm going to launch the OBS monitor program.
List, type monitor. OBS WebSocket configuration dialog. Host, edit selected local host.
So here is our configuration. So everything is set to default values right now. So you can either press the save and connect button or hit use defaults. So I'm just going to press use defaults.
Use save and use defaults button, alt plus D. Press more superscript.
And as you heard, the program played three tones. The first two tones means that the program launched, and the third tone means that the program has made a successful connection to the WebSocket server. So I will now demonstrate to you that my hotkeys work, and I can show and unhide my source with hotkeys. Okay, so you are now hearing me on my headset microphone, the microphone we set up in the demonstration. So I'm going to press my hotkey to hide the source and click it again to show it. Okay, real quick, two things that I forgot to mention. I forgot to mention how you can optionally hide OBS to the system tray. So, you know, if you don't want the window, you can keep it out of your way. So I'm going to show you how you do that. So in the OBS window, you press Alt,
file collapse, Alt plus F.
Down here until you find Settings.
Show remote settings, show settings, settings, Alt plus S. Settings dialog update.
And then in the general category, you'll find
cancel list, group general,
a checkbox.
Open hide update automatic output, show content, show content automatically, source alignments, snap sensors, snap sources, snap sources, snap sources, projectors, make projectors, save projectors, limit one full screen, system tray, minimize the system tray, checkbox checked, minimize the system tray, and start the checkbox not checked. Always minimize the system tray instead of taskbar, checkbox not checked.
You'll find always minimize the system tray instead of taskbar. You want to check that?
Checked.
And then you can optionally check minimize the system tray when started if you want. So whenever you launch OBS Studio, it'll launch on system tray at startup, and you don't have to deal with the window at all. But that's up to you. So we're just going to press the OK button to save our changes.
Preview over. Show browser. Show import studio. Enable. Show preview multi-view. Show scene. Browser multi-view. OK. Cancel button. OK button. Enter. OBS.
And that's it. And the other thing I forgot to mention was for the WebSocket server, if you get any pop-ups that ask you to allow it through Windows Firewall, just allow it. It'll say OBS wants to access Windows Firewall. Just allow it. That basically allows the WebSocket server to work properly. And also, if you want to exit the OBS monitor program, because the program runs in the background, it just runs in your task manager, so there's no system tray icon or anything, there's a global hotkey that you can press, which is Windows Shift F4, and that will exit the program. Like that. And also, it will play a tone to indicate that it has successfully exited. So that is everything with this guide. I hope this was helpful. If you have any issues or need any help, please contact me with the information found on my website. And that's pretty much it. This is Jonathan signing off.